Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Cangallosi. Batting second. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi takes first base on ball four. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangallosi. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Cangallosi steals second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cangallosi scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston moves to third. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston scores. Baines moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a fly ball towards left. Braggs settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Braggs. Baines tags and scores. Hassey moves to third. Moorman moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassey scores. Moorman scores. Guillen moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is hit by the pitch. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Cangallosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Cangallosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cangalosi hits a fly ball into right field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines is hit by the pitch. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moorman hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen moves to third. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cangalosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Cruz moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cangalosi moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 9-1, White Sox. Brian Clutterbuck now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, White Sox. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Hassey moves to third. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moorman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hassey scores. Hewlett moves to third. It's 10-2, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to home to get Hewlett. Moorman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Moorman moves to third. Fisk moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cangalosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into left field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing center field. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines throws the ball into Guillen, who tags Cooper trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mormon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Mormon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mormon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Mormon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, White Sox. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Clutterbuck covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Manning reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Boston strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, White Sox. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-4, White Sox. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Moorman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-6, White Sox. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. 2 outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cangalosi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.